Hello and welcome back to the Motherhood Simplified podcast. My name is Crystal Lockwood. I'm the founder of Motherhood Simplified. And if this is your first episode, welcome to the show. So when this podcast episode airs, it'll be in September of 2021. So it's not quite yet the holiday season, but the conversations in the Motherhood Simplified community are definitely starting to acknowledge that the holidays are coming up. Wondering what to get, wondering how to deal with family and friends who give stuff to us all of the time. But one thing that's also been coming up is just general gift giving from well-meaning people in our lives. Just like excessive, what feels excessive to you, giving of stuff to either you or your family, whether it's new, whether it's like a garage sale find that somebody found, whether it's just anything. They're like, here, look what I gave you. And you're like, oh my gosh, I'm already overwhelmed by my stuff. Or maybe it just doesn't align with your values. And you don't know how to ask them to stop or politely decline or get rid of the stuff afterwards because you feel guilty about getting rid of the stuff. So one thing that I see when it comes to gift giving and holidays and birthdays is that moms are so overwhelmed by the day-to-day clutter, the toys and the stuff inside of their homes that gifts that are given to them become a source of burden and dread rather than one of receiving an act of love. And it really defeats the whole entire purpose of getting a gift. My belief is that gifts are an expression of love. It's one way to show somebody that you love them. And actually, it's pretty high up on my personal list of love languages. I actually like all of them. I don't know how people just don't like certain ones, but gifts are just like a tangible reminder of that love. And I just personally love being like, oh my gosh, like this made me think of you. It was perfect for you. And I really care about you. And I wanted to get it for you. Or sometimes I'll just take a picture and send it to them, especially if it's one of my friends who are into decluttering. But it's just a tangible way to be like, hey, I was thinking of you. And here's this thing to personify that or whatever you want to call it. And in our society, in the United States and Canada and other kind of industrialized societies, gift giving has become a little bit demonized because we feel like the antidote to our clutter and our excess stuff and our consumerism and our materialism is to swing in the opposite direction and not do gifts at all, or only accept experience gifts, or really limit ourselves in our gift giving and only give, nothing against this rule, just an example of the thing for Christmas, which is like something you want, something you need, something you wear, something you read. And that's great for a boundary and it works for some families, but it doesn't work if you're doing it because you're overwhelmed by your daily clutter and you're coming from a place of burden and dread and demonizing gift giving. Okay. So I'm not saying that you should compromise your values when it comes to gift giving, and you absolutely should uphold your boundaries and your limits with gifts. Just be aware that not giving gifts or being super restrictive with your gift giving or getting angry when people give you gifts or getting irritated that people don't want to give only experiences to your family. Know that that's just the other side of the coin of the same issue. It's just an unhealthy and imbalanced relationship with stuff that you have that's likely stemming from your clutter and your consumption habits. So welcome to this podcast where that's what we talk about all the time so that you can move beyond that. And these conversations and these experiences of people giving you stuff that you don't want, that you didn't ask for, that you don't have room for in your home can become very damaging to your relationships. And that also defeats the purpose of having these conversations about stuff. We want to value people more than we value our stuff. But when we try to communicate what it is that we are asking for and not asking for, it doesn't always come across in the way that we want to, because maybe your family comes over and they bring in another box of stuff and you're like, we have too much stuff already. Please stop giving us this stuff. Or your facial expressions are like, oh my gosh, like, why did you bring us more stuff? Or maybe they come over and they ask where the thing is. And you're like, well, we got rid of it because it that's what I do. And they're like hurt by it because there's just miscommunications. And we're going to talk about that now. So what do we actually do when it comes to gift giving and receiving from people who are giving us too much or not respecting your boundaries and your wishes that you have communicated? So the first thing is to seek a solution that remedies your root issue with gift giving. It doesn't matter if you change your Christmas mornings from being a room full of gifts and a Christmas tree all decked out to doing saying we're not going to do gifts anymore. We're just going to go on a vacation because we want to have experiences over stuff. And then you end up going all out and having this really big experience with all of this pressure and still wanting to do presents and figuring out how to make it perfect. Or maybe you just like this year, we're not doing any gifts. Everybody gets just one thing and that's it. And that's going to be enough for you all, because restricting and doing it that way is like dieting. It's not sustainable. So you really have to get to the root issue of what's going on here. Why am I not enjoying gift giving? Why is gift giving overwhelming for me? Why is this stressing me out? And why am I hyper-focusing on one holiday a year? Why is my life so overwhelming every single other day of the year that I can't enjoy gift giving on Christmas or during Hanukkah or on birthdays or whatever it is that you celebrate? What's the issue? And get curious about why you are not happy with it. Is it because you have unrealistic expectations? Is it because you think that your worth as a parent is directly tied to what and how much you give your kids? Are you compensating for your childhood experience? Which it can go both ways. Maybe you had a parent who went all out and you're like, you can't buy my love. And so now you're like, we're not doing gifts, but you're still not satisfied with that. Or is it that your everyday life is so overwhelming and full of stuff and clutter in your home that you just don't have space or margin to accept generosity and love from other people? Personally, I think that's probably most people's experiences. They're like, I'm so overwhelmed. Stop giving me stuff. And what you're actually saying is that I am too full of stuff that doesn't matter to me, that I cannot accept this love and generosity from you. So step one, get really honest about what's the actual issue. It can be so many things. It could be that your family just doesn't respect your boundaries, and that's been an ongoing issue with you for your entire life, not just with the gifts that they are giving you that you have asked to not receive. It can be so many things. So get curious about that and explore it and be okay with it. We'll talk about conversations and ways to bring up these things in a minute. The second thing that I want to talk about is that when you are dealing with people's gifts that are given to you and your family, remember that you are the owner, you are the gatekeeper of your home and the stuff inside of it. You can choose. You get to decide what stays and goes in your home. You get to decide, somebody gave this to me and I don't have room for it, and I've got to declutter it, just like I'm decluttering everything else in this house. It's my responsibility. It's my home. I don't have room for this in my life. I don't have room for this in this bedroom, and it's got to go. And I will admit that I used to feel so defeated by receiving gifts from grandparents and family, because it was like I was so overwhelmed already that it was just stacking stuff on top of stuff on top of stuff. And then I felt guilty, like I needed to keep that stuff because it was from them. And you don't have to feel bad about that. When somebody's giving you a gift, it is not given with the intention that you have to keep it forever. And if they do have those kinds of expectations with you, that is an unhealthy relationship, and you should evaluate that too. It's my house. You gave me a gift. Thank you. I appreciate it. And I'm still running my house in the way that I need to. I'm the one that's cleaning this stuff up all the time, and I made my decision. I apologize if that hurt your feelings. Maybe we can have a conversation about the lifestyle that I'm trying to curate for my home and my family to simplify things for me, and to just share with you some of my values about consumption and consumerism and letting my kids be a little bit bored and not have so much stuff all the time. That moves into our third thing, is to have proactive conversations about your lifestyle with your friends and family, and do it with positivity and kindness. Because the thing is, your lifestyle, your decisions, and likely the big changes that you are making inside of your home aren't known to other people. They aren't even considering what your lifestyle is. They aren't even considering or know that you're listening to a podcast, learning how to declutter your home, because they're living their lives too. And they just don't, not that they don't care, they just don't know. And so have proactive conversations about it, which means when they come over and they're giving gifts to your child, it's not the moment to tell them that when they're giving the gifts to them, be like, hey, you know what? I know you come over and you bring us gifts, but it's really not working for us. Don't do it in that moment. Wait until they go home. Wait until a couple of days and be like, hey, I just wanted to share some things with you. I've been learning about decluttering. I've been practicing decluttering in my home, and it's made the kids a lot happier. It's made it so much easier for them to be able to play with their stuff and clean it up. I have saved so much time and energy and frustration because I've learned how to declutter. And I just wanted to have a conversation with you about all of the gifts that you give us because we appreciate it so much. And we love getting to see you and we love getting to spend time with you. And I was wondering if instead of maybe a box of toys, if you could take them out and get hot chocolate or take them to the library or take them to the park or take them for a walk and just let them know that. Just let them know this is something that I've been experimenting with and I'm really enjoying it. I would love to tell you more about it and let you know ways that you can support us in this. And then again, just acknowledge that their lifestyle isn't yours. Not everybody is on the same page as you. Not everybody is going to have the same values as you, and that's okay. You are still not obligated to bend or break on your boundaries or your values or the end goal that you are working toward in your home. You can still maintain your boundaries, which is the last point that I wanted to make to you is hold your boundaries. Have the conversations. Do it with kindness, do it with honesty. And that can even mean that if you communicate this to them and they still bring stuff over, your boundary can be that you donate it immediately. You don't keep it in your home. You have conversations with your kids and your family and you say, you know what, I've talked to grandma or whoever it is, and I've told them we're trying to declutter. And this makes it really hard. And I'm not trying to be mean to you, but we just don't have room for this stuff in our house. And so I've got to donate it. And decluttering your entire home and taking ownership of that and giving yourself margin to accept generosity and accept gifts does help. And it also gets you into the routine and a new kind of normal where you are just decluttering seasonally or basically in maintenance mode where you can tell when it's time to declutter and you have too much stuff. So that is my thoughts, my most recent thoughts. I've done episodes on this in the past that you can go check out, but these are my most recent thoughts on communicating with family and friends who just give you too much stuff, as well as preparing for the holidays and figuring out how you want to be giving stuff to your family and yourself. And I want to let you know, if you like this conversation about boundaries, upholding boundaries within your relationships for the month of September, my course, Motherhood Simplified, is all about simplifying your time, your energy, your boundaries, your relationships, your expectations, your delegation, your routines, your rhythms. It is included for free when you enroll in Decluttering Simplified. So you get a 2-for-1 deal where you get the system to declutter your entire home, which we talked about, which is very important for this conversation that you're going to have about people giving you stuff. It's going to teach you how to really step into that role of being the gatekeeper of your home and knowing what you need, knowing what you don't need, and regularly decluttering. And you will get the second course to help you get clarity in your boundaries and in how you want your home to feel, how you want your motherhood to feel, how you want to show up for your kids, how you want to show up for yourself, how you want to show up for your family, and all of those things. So you can find the information for both of those courses. There will be a link in the show notes that you can go find. You can get enrolled. You get instant and lifetime access to both. I would love to see you inside. And I would love if you left me a review. For those of you who leave a review on iTunes and take a screenshot of it and then email it to me, Krista@motherhoodsimplified.com, I will send you a 1-hour decluttering workshop all about how to declutter the surfaces in your home. It's very thorough. It's real life examples. I know it's super, super valuable. And I give you that as a thank you for supporting this podcast because your reviews mean everything. And if you don't listen on iTunes, you can just send me an email with a positive review that I can use across my social media and marketing platforms. I would appreciate it so much. Have an amazing day and I will see you on the next episode.